Pass me not, O gentle Savior.
Peace out. thankful again to the Lord to be among you again this afternoon and share with you the word of God.
Encore parmi vous cet après-midi pour partager la parole.
I appreciate you.
Je vous apprécie.
And I love you.
Et je vous aime.
I think this is the first time I'm fellowshipping with you here.
C'est ma première fois de communier avec vous ici.
But I don't think that this is the last time.
Je pense que c'est pas la dernière fois.
You'll be seeing more of me quite often.
Vous allez commencer à me voir un peu souvent.
Amen.
Amen.
So pray for me.
Alléluia. Priez pour moi.
And this afternoon I want to go straight to the scripture.
Cet après-midi, je vais aller tout droit dans les Écritures.
Because I don't want to take long your time.
Je ne prendrai pas beaucoup de votre temps.
Let's open our Bible in Genesis chapter 12.
Genèse chapitre 12.
Just the continuation of what we sing this morning.
C'est la continuation de ce que nous avons vu ce matin.
Genesis 12.
Genèse chapitre 12.
Let's pray.
Prions.
Something good in my life. Something good in my life. Something good in my life. Oh Lord, something good. Something good in my life. Something good.
Day has come. Would you something new in my life? Yesterday is gone. Another day has come. Would you something good in my life?
Oh, something. Good.
Oh, something good in my life. Give something good in my life. Something good in my life. Oh, Lord, do something good in my life. Something good in my life. Give something. Something good in my life. Oh, Lord.
Lord Jesus, we thank you, Lord. And this is the cry of our soul, Lord. Do something new in our life. Do something good. We thank thee for bringing us back again in your house, Lord. And there is a reason why you brought us back. You got something to tell us, something good to do to our heart.
Amen.
That's why we approach you reverently, Lord. We believe you're going to speak to us.
Amen.
Take control of my lips, of my thought, of my mind, my soul, and speak to your people. We believe that you're going to bless us this afternoon.
Hallelujah.
Bless the reading of the word, the preaching, and the listening, Lord, of your word, as we ask this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
Now the Lord, verse 1. Now the Lord had said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto a land that I'll show thee, and I'll make of thee a great nation, and I'll bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee, and in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed.
Amen.
You may be seated. May God bless his word. I'm still speaking on who I am.
Can you continue sur qui je suis?
Can you put, give us a... Okay. So, I'll continue with that. Let's go straight to our... Okay. So... We want to use our diagram to continue tonight.
Cet après-midi, nous allons utiliser le même diagramme pour continuer.
This teaching has blessed me a lot.
Cet enseignement m'a beaucoup béni.
And my life has changed since God gave me this inspiration.
Et ma vie a été changée depuis que Dieu m'a donné cette inspiration.
And wherever I preach this, in India, Singapore, Philippines, Madagascar, Mauritius,
dans tous ces autres pays,
all over the places, it has been a blessing.
Tous ces endroits, ça a toujours été une bénédiction.
And I believe that it will be also a blessing to you.
Je crois que ça sera aussi une bénédiction pour vous.
Amen. Amen. This morning, we came to see how God has put in us the predestinated seed.
Ce matin, nous avons vu comment est-ce que Dieu a mis en nous la semence prédestinée,
which is the representation, as the Brother Branham said, of your age.
Qui est la représentation, comme le frère Branham le dit, de votre âge.
That's why I put the pillar of cloud.
C'est pourquoi j'ai mis l'image de la colonne de feu, de la nuée,
to show that there's something that God had done here in this age.
Pour vous montrer qu'il y a quelque chose de bien qui a été fait dans cet âge.
But there should be something in you to recognize what God is doing outside.
Mais il doit y avoir quelque chose en vous pour reconnaître ce que Dieu fait à l'extérieur.
That's what he said about the Samaritan woman.
Comme ce qui a été dit à propos de la femme samaritaine.
The prophet says she had a representation.
Le prophète dit qu'elle a eu la représentation.
Of who the Messiah will be.
Amen. C'est que le Messie serait.
And it helped her to open the door.
Cela a aidé à ouvrir la porte.
That's what she said. We know that when the Messiah cometh.
Elle a dit, nous savons que lorsque le Messie viendra.
It was first in her heart.
D'abord en elle.
For you to recognize what God has done in this age.
Que vous puissiez reconnaître ce que Dieu a fait dans cet âge.
You should have the representation
vous devez avoir la représentation
of your age,
de votre âge
in your heart.
Dans votre cœur.
That's why you are here.
C'est pourquoi vous êtes ici.
Many people have heard the same message as you.
Beaucoup de gens ont entendu le même message
but they can't come to you.
Mais ils peuvent pas venir.
Well, they can't come to the word
ils ne peuvent pas venir à la parole
as you.
Comme vous.
Amen. Amen. So, we saw this morning
ce matin, nous avons vu
that God wants us to move in the science of the soul.
Dieu veut que nous puissions nous déplacer dans la science de l'âme.
The soul is the only thing that counts.
L'âme, c'est la seule chose qui compte.
In you.
En vous.
If you lose your soul,
si vous perdez votre âme,
if your soul is lost,
si votre âme est perdue,
everything is lost for you.
Tout est perdu pour vous.
And the soul is more than 10,000 words.
Et l'âme vaut plus que 10 000 mots.
Amen. So we should be conscious of our soul more than of anything else.
Nous devons être conscients de notre âme plus que n'importe quoi d'autre.
But being perverted by sin,
étant perverti par le péché,
we have turned things around.
Les choses ont été renversées.
Christians live like they don't have souls.
Des fois, nous vivons la vie chrétienne comme si non pas il y a pas de d'âme.
They don't take care of their souls.
Les chrétiens ne prennent pas
they are not aware of their souls.
Les gens ne sont pas conscients de leur âme.
They are not even aware of the importance of their souls.
Ils ne sont même pas conscients de l'importance de l'âme.
That's why they leave aside the soul.
C'est pourquoi ils mettent de côté l'âme.
You can see.
pouvez voir
how you take care of your body.
Comment vous prenez soin de votre corps.
You are aware of your body.
Vous êtes conscient de votre corps.
Of the health of your body.
De la santé de votre corps.
As soon as you got a small pain,
dès que vous avez
you rush to the doctor.
Vous courez vers le docteur.
You want to keep yourself in good health.
Vous voulez vous garder en bonne santé.
When you see a car coming
lorsque vous voyez une voiture,
at a high speed, you jump aside.
Vitesse,
you don't want to lose your body.
Parce que vous ne voulez pas perdre votre corps.
Are you with me? And I don't know who didn't take care of his body this morning.
Je ne sais pas qui a pris soin de son corps ce matin.
Who did come to the church without brushing his teeth?
Qui est venu à l'église sans brosser ses dents?
No one.
Personne.
You see?
Oui.
You came to church.
Vous êtes venu à l'église.
You clean. You wash yourself.
Vous vous lavez.
You check yourself in the mirror.
Vous regardez dans le miroir.
You take care of yourself.
Vous prenez soin de vous.
Are you with me?
Amen.
You dress properly. You dress properly.
Vous habillez correctement.
To look nice.
Pour paraître mieux.
Is that so?
Yes.
Est-ce vrai?
You feed your body.
Et vous nourrissez votre corps.
Is that so?
Amen.
Est-ce vrai?
Did you do the same thing for your soul?
Avez-vous fait la même chose pour votre âme?
You see?
Vous voyez?
It shows that we are more aware of the physical body.
Cela montre que nous prenons bien plus soin du corps physique
than of our souls.
Que de notre âme.
That's why we are speaking of on awakening of Jacob.
Nous parlons de l'éveil de Jacob.
I'm not speaking about people outside there.
Je ne parle pas des gens.
I'm speaking about Christians.
Je parle des chrétiens.
The way we live.
La façon dont nous vivons.
When your soul is sick.
Lorsque votre âme est malade.
I don't even know if you know how to know that your soul is sick.
Je ne sais même pas si vous savez comment reconnaître lorsque votre âme est malade.
Ok, just an example.
C'est juste un exemple.
But Abraham said.
Le frère Branham dit.
If you see someone saying.
Si vous voyez quelqu'un dire.
Me big, me.
Moi, je suis grand.
Is a sick person.
C'est une personne malade.
He needs attention.
Amen.
Me.
Moi.
I preach well. Big Joseph.
Joseph.
Big teacher of the message.
Enseignant du message.
A sick person.
C'est une personne malade.
Amen.
That's just an example.
Ça, c'est n'est qu'un exemple.
Do you know how to recognize how you are spiritual anemic?
Savez-vous comment reconnaître lorsque vous êtes spirituellement amnésique?
No, I'm anemic.
Anémique.
Sans le sang. Oui, tu perds, tu n'as pas. Anémique.
Oui, lorsque people. Vous avez comme l'anémie SS.
Yeah. And also, Brother Ram speak about the diabetes, spiritual diabetes.
Et le frère Branham parle aussi de la diabète spirituelle.
You see? We live more into natural realm.
Nous vivons plus dans le monde naturel.
But Jesus was a mystic.
Jésus était un mystique.
He lived in a supernatural world.
Amen.
And you are called
et vous êtes appelés
to live into the supernatural.
À vivre dans le surnaturel.
To be aware.
D'être conscient.
To be conscious.
D'être conscient
of your spiritual being.
De votre
which is more important.
Qui est plus important.
It's even important in this world.
It's,
it's because you don't know.
C'est parce que vous ne le savez pas.
Because faith
parce que la foi
is from the domain of the soul.
Vient du domaine de l'âme.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
And many things we realize on earth.
Et beaucoup de choses que nous réalisons sur terre.
It depends on faith.
Dépend de la foi.
Amen.
Because we have neglected too much.
Parce que nous avons beaucoup négligé
our soul.
Notre âme.
And we live like the people of the world.
Et nous vivons comme les gens du monde.
We run after things like the people of the world are rushing.
Derrière les choses comme les gens
no,
du monde.
We got all the principles.
Nous devons avoir les principes
different.
Amen.
than the people of the world.
Que les gens de l'extérieur.
That's why when God came to Abraham,
c'est pourquoi lorsque Dieu est venu à Abraham,
he said, Abraham,
il dit, Abraham,
get out of their country.
Va-t'en de ton pays.
Amen.
Get out of your country.
Va-t'en de ton pays.
Get out.
Sors.
Go to the land I'm giving you.
Va vers le pays que je te donne.
Leave your kindred.
Laisse tes membres de famille.
The brethren.
Tes frères.
Your father's house.
La maison de ton père.
Unto the land.
Vers le pays.
I will show thee.
Que je te montrerai.
Leave your father's house.
Quitte la maison de ton père.
I will give you another father's house.
Je vais te donner une autre.
I am your father now.
Je suis ton père.
That's why Jesus said, "In my father's house."
Pourquoi Jésus a dit dans la maison de mon père.
So God is taking us from the natural country.
Dieu nous prend de ce pays naturel.
The natural realm.
Le monde naturel.
I'll show this. So Abraham was going to an unknown country.
Abraham s'en allait vers un pays inconnu.
Something that he never knew before.
Quelque chose qu'il n'a jamais connu auparavant.
So he was going into an unknown.
Donc il partait vers l'inconnu.
That's a Christian life.
C'est ça la vie chrétienne.
Is to go to unknown.
Va aller vers l'inconnu.
To the unknown.
À l'inconnu.
And many people are afraid.
Les gens ont peur.
Of going into the unknown.
D'aller vers l'inconnu.
That's why people are afraid of death.
C'est pourquoi les gens ont peur de la mort.
Because death is unknown.
Parce que la mort est inconnue.
It's normal.
C'est normal.
People are afraid.
Les gens ont peur.
You know what?
Vous savez quoi?
When the baby is in the womb of the mother,
lorsque le bébé est dans le sein de sa
mère, at the beginning,
au début,
when he starts,
quand il commence,
he's not happy.
Il n'est pas content.
Because he just arrived in a realm.
Parce qu'il vit, il vient,
in an environment he's not used to.
Dans lequel il n'est pas habitué.
That's why he gave trouble to the mother.
C'est pourquoi il donne des troubles.
She got pains.
Elle a des peines.
Because the baby is not comfort.
Pas content. Il n'est pas
then
content.
After a while,
après un certain
he starts getting along
et il commence à s'habituer
with the place where he are.
De l'endroit où il est.
For 9 months,
he's
mois, very happy now.
Il est
he said, this is a very nice place.
Ça,
and he said, no, I'll stay here forever. He doesn't know that there is an unknown. He must go to an unknown. And when the time comes, 9 months later, when they ask him to go out, he starts refusing. That's why when the baby comes in the world, he starts crying. He's not happy because he left a good place, a nice place. He came into unknown. That's why he cries. And after a while, he got along again. He's now happy. He got friends. He got ice cream, sweets. And now he's happy. He grew up. He thinks that he must stay here.
Il pense qu'il peut rester ici.
The same way he wanted to stay in the womb.
La même manière qu'il voulait rester dans le
but sein. When they, if they ask the baby to go back in the womb, he'll refuse.
Et ben, un jour, si vous demandez,
because now he's in a better place.
Parce qu'il a vu un bon,
can you
bon
say amen? That's why when we are here,
c'est pourquoi lorsque nous sommes ici,
we think that we must stay here.
Nous pensons que nous allons rester ici.
But Jesus said,
mais Jésus a
I'm
dit,
going to prepare you a place.
Je vais vous préparer un endroit,
a better place.
Un meilleur endroit.
Amen.
Amen.
So people are afraid of unknown.
Les gens ont peur de l'inconnu.
Because it's mysterious.
Parce que c'est mystérieux.
But the life of Christians
la vie de chrétien
is a life of faith.
Est une vie de foi.
They move into the unknown.
Ils vont vers l'inconnu.
Amen. Amen. God doesn't work with things natural.
Dieu ne travaille pas avec les choses naturelles.
God starts working when the natural stops.
Dieu commence à travailler lorsque le naturel s'arrête.
So God was going to give Abraham a land.
Dieu allait donner à Abraham un pays.
And this land God is, was going to give to Abraham,
et ce pays que Dieu allait donner à Abraham,
Canaan is just a type.
C'est juste un type.
It's not that city.
Ce n'est pas cette ville.
Because he was looking for a city.
Parce qu'il recherchait une ville.
Are you with me? With the builder.
Dont le constructeur.
Amen. is God himself.
Et Dieu lui-même.
So it was not canon.
Ainsi, ce n'était pas canon.
It was something else.
C'était quelque chose d'autre.
Something higher.
Quelque chose
the new Jerusalem.
La nouvelle
it was a spiritual realm.
C'était le monde spirituel.
So a supernatural world.
Un monde surnaturel.
So he had to leave his father.
Il devrait quitter son père.
Babylon.
Babylon.
The earthly things.
Les choses terrestres.
To move
pour aller
into the supernatural.
Dans le surnaturel.
By faith.
Par la foi.
By faith.
Par la foi.
You must move
vous devez,
out of this world.
Vous devez quitter ce monde
and live.
Et vivre.
Though you are here,
même si vous êtes ici,
but you are living into another world.
Mais vous vivez dans un autre monde.
Are you with me?
Vous avec moi?
And I want you to see with me how God through Brother Branham, he typed this.
Je veux que puissiez voir avec moi
this is very rich.
From
this quote,
c'est très riche par de cette situation,
from this quote,
de cette situation,
I understood
j'ai compris
that all the Bible,
que toute la Bible
is about men
concerne l'homme
and about this.
Et concerne ceci.
And when I went through all the messages, from the 47 till 65, all the messages are just speaking about this. Everything is brought back to human being. Amen. So you can see that the temple, which is a type of your being, got three parts. Outer court, the holy place, and the most holy place. And you got the body, the spirit, and the soul. Amen. Israel got three steps in his journey.
Dans son voyage, Israël a connu trois étapes.
Egypt,
l'Égypte,
desert,
le désert,
wilderness, Canaan.
Et puis Canaan.
Three parts.
Trois parties.
And you see, God works into three.
Et vous voyez que Dieu travaille en trois.
Are you with me?
Vous êtes avec moi?
So God, the real Bible, it's you.
La vraie Bible, c'est vous.
The real Bible, it's you.
La vraie Bible, c'est vous.
Amen. Amen. And he said,
et il dit,
God knew
Dieu savait
that the end time,
que le temps de la fin,
some people won't be able to read the Bible.
La fin, certaines personnes ne seront pas en mesure de lire la Bible.
That's why he made you a Bible.
C'est pourquoi il a fait de vous une Bible.
Amen. Amen. So I can show all the Bible in this diagram.
Sur cette image, je peux montrer
with this Bible. We can put in the seven seals, the church ages, everything, the third pool. God brought everything to this.
Dieu a ramené toute chose à ceci.
So tonight I just put one thing.
Ce soir, je vais juste parler d'une seule chose.
Amen. Amen. And next time, God willing, we'll come back and show something else.
La prochaine fois, Dieu voulant, nous pourrons parler de quelque chose d'autre.
So listen to what he's saying.
Écoutez ce qu'il dit.
Because when God asked Abraham to get out of his country,
lorsque Dieu a demandé à Abraham de sortir de son pays,
he never asked him to get out with Lot.
Il ne lui a jamais demandé de sortir avec Lot.
He said, "Leave your brethren."
Il a dit, laisse tes frères.
Even Lot,
même Lot
was among them.
Était parmi eux.
He said, "Leave the house of your father."
Il dit, quitte la maison de ton père.
But he took his father with.
Mais il a pris son père avec lui.
And the prophet said,
et le prophète dit,
as long as the old man was alive,
aussi longtemps que le vieil homme était vivant,
the father of Abraham,
le père d'Abraham,
Abraham was in trouble and he could not get into the land.
Abraham avait des troubles et il ne pouvait pas arriver dans le pays.
And the old man is the type of your old nature.
Et le vieil homme, c'est le type de votre ancien
nature. When God called you to the word,
lorsque Dieu vous a rappelé,
you come out with your old nature.
Vous sortez avec votre vieille nature.
Your old father.
Votre vieux père.
And the prophet said,
et le prophète dit,
God made everything for the old man to die.
Dieu a fait toute chose pour que le vieil homme puisse mourir.
So you also, your old nature must die.
Votre ancienne nature doit aussi
you
mourir.
Must be separate from your old nature.
Séparé de votre vieille nature.
Oh me, when I was in the world, when?
Moi, lorsque
j'étais that thing must go out. It doesn't have a place here.
Elle n'a pas de place ici.
Your old nature, we don't need it here.
On n'a pas besoin de votre
Here you are, God called you out of that nature. If you used to be angry, you must leave it out. If you were arrogant, leave it out. Come out.
Sortez.
Amen. The old man has to die.
Le vieil homme doit mourir.
But before he died, Abraham has to leave his brethren.
Abraham devrait quitter ses frères.
And listen what the prophet said.
Écoutez ce que le prophète dit.
Not a bit, Abraham. There's not a sign of nothing.
Il n'y a
he's
rien.
Speaking about Sarah.
Il parle de Sarah.
Asking Sarah if she could feel a change.
Demandant à Sarah si elle pouvait sentir un changement.
Of coming Isaac.
D'Isaac qui devrait venir.
But he said nothing. No sign.
Rien, aucun signe.
I'm still just like. I've been now for the last few years.
Je continue à être juste comme j'ai toujours été pendant ces années.
There's not a bit of difference.
Il y a aucune différence.
And Abraham said.
Et Abraham dit.
Glory to God.
Gloire à Dieu.
We are going to have it.
Nous allons l'avoir.
Anyhow.
De toute façon.
Amen. Anyhow.
De toute façon.
Amen. Amen. So I want to show you.
Je vais vous montrer.
That Abraham is the type.
Et le type
is the father
il est le père
of our faith.
De notre foi.
So today,
aujourd'hui,
Abraham is your faith.
Abraham est votre foi.
So when God told Abraham, get out of your place,
lorsque Dieu a dit à Abraham de sortir,
he's asking your faith to come out.
Il demande à votre foi de sortir.
As long as your faith is mixed up
aussi longtemps que votre foi est mélangée,
with the brethren,
avec les frères,
it won't work.
Elle ne va pas travailler.
The brethren will just pull down your faith.
Les frères continueront qu'à
so today, today,
aujourd'hui,
Abraham is your faith.
Abraham est votre foi.
Because the prophet said,
parce que le prophète dit,
when you read the Bible,
Bible,
you must see your name in it. If you don't see Christ and the bride, read it again. You did read wrong. When you read properly, every verse, you must see the bride, you must see Christ, you must see yourself. And for the word to be benefit to you, it must be applied to your life. Can you say amen? You must appropriate your word. Because when you read the word, there's a history, it doesn't have an impact. So today, we want this scripture to be alive to us. To understand, let it take it out of history. So Abraham today is our faith. Can you say amen? Your faith is called to be to separate from the world. You can't have faith while living in the world. You want to have faith. If you are still in the things of the world, if you don't live properly, your faith won't work. Because you won't have confidence in yourself. So it needs a separation.
Il faut qu'il y ait une séparation
from the world,
du monde.
Then you can prosper.
Et alors, pouvez prospérer.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
So Abraham said, glory to God.
Abraham a dit, gloire
we
à
are
Dieu.
Going to have it.
Nous allons l'avoir.
Do you mean Abraham? Do you mean Abraham?
Qu'est-ce que tu veux dire, no. Abraham?
If he promised you, surely he would give us a sign this way.
S'il vous a promis, il va vous donner un
signe. Il devait nous donner un signe. Surely he would give us a sign.
Certainement il allait nous donner un signe.
A weak and adulterous generation.
Une génération adultère et méchante.
Seek after signs.
Qui recherche un signe.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
So you see, Abraham, faith doesn't ask for signs.
La foi ne demande pas de signes.
Your faith believes when there is nothing.
Votre foi croit quand il n'y a rien.
I love that.
J'aime cela.
Faith.
La foi.
React when there's nothing.
Réagis quand il n'y a rien.
God created the world, there was nothing.
Dieu a créé la parole, il n'y avait rien.
From nothing.
De rien.
From nothing.
De rien.
He created the world.
Il a créé le monde.
So that's faith.
C'est
C'est ça, la foi.
Faith creates when from nothing.
La foi réagit même quand il n'y a rien.
Maybe I have to put it this way for you to understand.
Je peux le mettre de cette manière.
God is a businessman
Dieu est un homme
who starts a business without a capital.
Qui commence une affaire sans capital.
Can you say amen? Amen. No capital, nothing.
Il n'y a aucun capital, il n'y a rien.
No, for me to do this, I have to do this. For me to do this, no, that's not faith.
Ça, c'est pas la foi.
Faith creates from nothing. No signs. We don't need signs when we believe. Can you say amen? So people who want signs.
Les gens qui veulent un signe.
Sorry, this thing is. Okay. He said.
Il dit.
A weak and adulterous generation.
Une génération méchante.
Seeks after signs.
He had a sign.
What was it a sign?
Quel était le signe?
For Abraham.
Pour Abraham.
God's word.
La parole de Dieu.
That was the sign.
C'était ça le signe.
When God said something,
lorsque Dieu dit quelque chose,
you believe it.
Vous le croyez.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
One day,
un jour,
I prayed for a sister because she was not having child.
Un jour, j'avais prié pour une sœur qui n'avait pas d'enfant.
And after a while,
après un temps,
she said, "No, Pastor, it looks like there's a change in me."
Il semble comme s'il y a quelque chose, un changement en moi.
It seems like maybe I've conceived.
C'est comme si j'ai conçu.
I said, "No, not maybe."
J'ai dit, non, pas peut-être.
You have conceived already before even we prayed. So on Sunday I came to the church and I testify. Praise God, brother, sister Jochebed has conceived. Praise God. Praise God. So I got a doctor. I used to have a doctor in my church. A gynecologist. So he went and tried to check up the sister.
Il est allé faire il a vérifié auprès de la sœur.
And the sister came to me.
Et la sœur est venue vers moi.
She said, "Oh, pastor."
Elle dit,
the doctor said that it's a cyst. Cyst, kyst. Cyst. It's a cyst.
The doctor said it's a cyst.
I said, "Praise God, it's a baby."
Yeah.
He said, "No, we got an X-ray here or echography. It's a cyst." I said, "Praise God, it's a baby." And she showed me the echography. I said, "No, praise God, this is a baby." And it was one month, 2 months, four months, nothing.
Rien.
And no movement, 6 months.
6 mois et aucun mouvement.
And the doctor came to me.
Et le docteur est venu vers
moi. Pastor, we know that you are a man of faith.
Il dit, pasteur, nous savons que tu es un homme
de foi. This is a danger for the sister.
Mais ça, c'est un danger pour
we must operate her.
La soeur, nous
I said, no way.
J'ai dit non.
Alleluia. It's a baby.
C'est pas un bébé.
Say, but if it was a baby, he could move.
Si
no move.
Un enfant, il pouvait bouger.
And the recent echography is here.
Les résultats de l'échographie sont là.
It's still a cyst and it's becoming big and big.
Elle dit, c'est sérieux, ça me fait
she can die any moment.
Et elle peut mourir à tout
I
moment.
Say, no, she won't die.
J'ai dit, non, elle va pas mourir.
It's a baby.
C'est un enfant.
So, Pastor, you will have problems. I said,
Pastor, tu auras des problèmes.
Say, no, I won't have a problem.
Je n'aurai aucun problème.
No problem here.
Aucun problème ici.
7 months.
7 mois.
8 months.
8 mois.
Nothing.
Rien.
And the baby was here.
La
9 months, nothing.
9 mois, rien.
And the doctor said, now it's 9 months. Et after 9 months, it should be, Pastor, we must do something. I said, nothing.
Après 9 mois, on doit
it's a baby.
Moi, j'ai dit, c'est un enfant.
10 months, nothing.
10 mois, rien.
After 10 months,
après 10 mois,
she feels something moving.
Elle a senti quelque chose.
She went to the echography. They checked it was a baby. Faith
la foi
creates from nothing.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Faith is from nothing.
La foi de rien.
Do you believe that?
Croyez-vous?
Do you believe that?
Croyez-vous?
And I can give you many testimonies.
Je peux vous donner beaucoup de témoignages.
How God can work
comment Dieu peut travailler
with faith.
Avec la foi.
And recently,
récemment,
In Paris.
À Paris.
There is a brother, Willy. One day maybe we'll see him here.
Ah, il y a un frère, Willy. Un jour, vous pouvez le voir ici.
He could not have a child with his wife.
Avec sa femme, il n'avait pas d'enfant.
And they tried everything.
Ils ont tout essayé.
They went to a doctor there.
Ils sont allés
It was a woman. She said, there is no way for you to conceive.
C'est une femme qui
leur it's, a not dit, a, it's not a wife, but it's a man. You can't.
Le docteur a dit qu'il n'y a aucune possibilité.
We can't do anything for
him. Il n'y a rien que nous puissions faire.
And the sister said, "Doctor, how can you say like that?"
Et la sœur a dit, comment
can't you do something?
Le docteur pouvait dire cela.
The doctor says,
le docteur dit,
lady,
madame,
if you need a child,
si vous avez besoin d'un enfant,
change the husband.
Changez de mari.
And the brother was there.
Et le frère était là.
So he came for holiday in Brazzaville.
Il est venu pour les vacances.
He was almost crying, Pastor. Look what happened.
Il est sur le point we're
sitting in my sitting room.
Disant, on était encore dans mon salon.
And he was crying.
Et il pleurait.
I said, stop crying.
Je lui ai dit, arrête de pleurer.
Stop crying.
Arrête de pleurer.
How can you believe a doctor instead of believing God?
Qui dit à un croyant de Dieu?
You'll have baby.
Tu vas avoir
and you go and show that doctor.
Et tu vas montrer à ce docteur.
I didn't even pray.
Je n'avais même pas prié.
I just raised his faith.
Je l'ai fait élever sa foi.
And he went back.
Et il est retourné
to Paris.
À Paris.
After a while,
après un moment,
he conceived.
Et ils ont
and today they got a beautiful girl.
Et une
she's now 8 months, I think.
Elle est, elle
can you say amen? And another case,
un autre cas,
22 years.
22 ans
without a baby.
Sans enfant.
And the doctor gave all the exams, all the proof that they will never have babies.
Et le docteur a donné toutes les preuves qu'il ne pouvait pas concevoir.
But today,
mais aujourd'hui,
in Pointe Noire,
Pointe-Noire,
I prayed for that family.
J'ai prié pour cette famille.
They got a baby.
Ils ont un bébé.
Faith.
La foi.
Can you believe that?
Yeah.
So if God can do it with one brother,
si Dieu peut le faire avec
he can do it with everyone here.
Le faire avec tout le monde.
It's not something exclusive
c'est
for the pastor. It's not exclusive for Brother Joseph. It's for whosoever believes. Everything is possible to who believes. If you believe, it's possible to you. Can you say amen? So your faith is already there. You can't be here without faith. Faith is already there. But it needs to be boosted up. You need to be awakened to your faith. Can you say amen? Can you say amen? One sister, Edoxy, came. Oh, pastor. I got the checkup here from the doctors and the laboratory. I got a cancer.
J'ai un cancer.
I said, no, there is no cancer.
J'ai dit, non, y a pas de cancer.
She said, no, they gave me this and that. They said, I said, there is no cancer.
Ils m'ont donné ceci, cela et cela.
Don't believe it.
Cancer,
I've preached to you who you are.
Je viens de te prêcher qui tu es.
And I told you
that
with this gate,
avec cette porte,
you can do anything.
Tout faire.
You can do everything.
Tu peux faire tout.
It's up to you.
Ça dépend de toi.
Say that you don't have cancer.
Dis que tu n'as pas de cancer.
Say that you are healed.
Dis que tu es
you are in a good health.
Tu es en bonne santé.
And she went.
Et elle est partie.
So she went to South Africa.
Elle est allée en Afrique
for another checkup.
Pour un autre check-up.
She took the exams.
Elle a pris les examens.
The doctor said, no, you got a cancer.
Le docteur a dit, tu as, tu es
but anyway, we'll try to we'll do it again. But this one is already.
Encore le refaire, mais
and when they check her,
no
trace of cancer. Till today. All things are possible. Can you say amen?
Amen.
All things are possible,
tout est possible
to who believe.
Pour celui qui croit.
So he said, come out of your people.
Dis, sors de ton peuple.
Weak generation adulterers, they want sign, they want to feel something.
Une génération adultère qui recherche un signe.
Ils want to feel something,
chose.
To feel
et
a sensation.
Quelque chose.
How could God heal this child?
Comment est-ce que Dieu peut guérir cet enfant?
God's word said so.
La parole de Dieu l'a dit.
If I feel a sensation,
si je sens
or no sensation,
si sensation,
no matter what happens,
peu importe ce qui
God se said so.
Dieu l'a dit.
That settles it.
Et c'est cela, la
Abraham
dit.
Said,
c'est le,
that settles it.
C'est
la règle. Règle la question.
Règle la, le tout.
Abraham said,
Abraham a dit,
get your bonnet.
Sors de
No, get your bonnet, valise, quoi.
Tu prends tes valises.
And everything together.
Et toutes les choses
we
ensemble.
Are taking off to the land.
Nous allons vers le pays.
Where are you going?
Lorsque, où est-ce que tu vas?
I don't know.
Je ne sais pas.
Amen. Amen. I don't know. But
pas.
We are going anyhow.
Mais nous y allons.
Here we go.
Nous voici.
Backed up and going. Alleluia.
Nous avons Amen. Tout emporté. Et
that's the real word of God.
Et ça, c'est les vrais, la vraie parole de Dieu.
What was the hold in from him?
Qu'est-ce qu'il retenait dedans?
The promise of God.
La promesse de Dieu.
The word of God.
La parole de Dieu.
We are going to have it.
Nous allons la voir.
We are going to have it.
Nous allons la voir.
We are going to be blessed.
Nous allons être bénis.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Whatever you believe,
tout ce que vous croyez,
you'll get it.
Vous allez avoir.
I'm saying whatever you believe.
Je dis tout ce que vous
spiritually,
croyez, spirituellement,
materially,
matériellement,
financially, whatever you believe,
tout ce que vous croyez,
you'll have it.
Vous allez l'avoir.
Come out from amongst your people, Abraham.
Sors de ton peuple, Abraham.
They are the thing of it is.
La chose qui en est est.
They are doubters.
Ils sont ceux qui doutent.
And unbelievers.
Et un croyant incrédule.
Amen. I'm asking you, Abraham, to get out of faith. I'm asking you, faith, to get out. Because your brethren are doubters. And unbelievers. So your faith must separate from unbelievers, from doubters. Amen. Oh, I like it. Oh, I feel good.
Je me sens bien.
They'll have you in the same fix.
Ils vous ont retenu fixe.
Ils vont. They will have you.
Ils vont vous retenir fixe.
Bloqué là, tu ne bouges pas. Come on out.
Ne sors pas.
No, come on out. Sors.
Sors.
Separate yourself.
Sépare-toi.
And live for me.
Et vis pour moi.
What is it?
Qu'est-ce que c'est?
Listen.
Écoutez,
that's why I like Malachi 4.
C'est pourquoi j'aime Malachi 4.
The end time dictionary.
Le dictionnaire du temps de la fin.
The end time encyclopedia.
L'encyclopédie du temps de la fin.
Amen. Amen. God's encyclopedia.
Dieu dans son encyclopédie.
No, l'encyclopédie de Dieu.
L'encyclopédie de Dieu.
Leave all your brethren, separate from them.
Laisse tous tes frères, c'est pas
what is it? Who's your brethren?
Qui sont tes frères?
Leave all your conscience.
Laissez toute votre conscience.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Leave your conscience.
Laisse ta conscience.
And senses behind.
Et tes sens derrière.
Hallelujah. Amen. So
Abraham
is your faith.
Et votre foi.
And his brethren
et ses frères
are affection. Memory, imagination, touch, see. So these are the brother of Abraham. Can you say praise God? Open up your mind. Leave them behind. And remember, it's me. Come live with me. Amen. Are you ready? I want you to sit.
Where?
How do you say when you're on a plane? Your belt? Tie your seat belt. Amen. God is calling every seed of Abraham.
Dieu appelle chaque semence d'Abraham.
This morning.
Ce matin.
Are you the seed of Abraham?
Êtes-vous la semence d'Abraham?
So God is calling every seed of Abraham this morning.
Dieu appelle toute semence d'Abraham.
To that same kind of life.
La même vie.
Great battle is on.
La grande bataille
worldwide.
Est engagé le monde entier.
God wants his children.
Dieu veut ses enfants.
Separating themselves.
Qui se sépare.
From what?
De quoi?
See.
La vue.
Amen.
Test.
Le goût.
Smell. Hear. Imagination. Conscience. Memories. Reason. Affliction. Everything. God wants every seed of Abraham to separate from the 10 senses. The 5 senses of the spirit and 5 senses of the body. Can you say
amen?
Can you say amen? So God is calling you to do. Don't
don't live with them,
ne vivez pas avec eux.
They'll keep you the same fix.
Ils vont vous garder bloqué, fixe.
Oh, I don't see any change.
Je ne vois aucun changement.
I don't feel anything.
Je ne sens rien.
No, they are doubters. We don't need to see. Faith is the substance of things not seen. Oh no, I don't hear anything. Faith is the substance of things not heard. Oh, I don't feel anything. Faith is the substance of things not felt. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. I believe against my senses. My body says I'm sick. I say, no, I'm not sick. Hallelujah. My feelings said I'm not saved. I say, I'm saved. I'm saved. Amen. My ears showed me my children are not saved. I said, I'm saved. I don't believe what I see. I believe what God said. Amen. We believe against our sight. Our sight. Amen. This is a good food for us.
Ça, c'est une bonne pensée.
This
pour
is
nous.
Solid food.
Ça, c'est la nature solide, la nourriture solide.
We are not fighting against the devil outside there.
Nous ne combattons pas contre les
the greatest battle ever fought.
La plus grande bataille jamais
it's livrée. Against our senses.
C'est contre nos sens.
When you overcome your senses, you fly away. You break the sound barrier. Your own sound barrier. That's your limitation. Amen. Your limitation. Your limitation. Your limitation. It's not Satan. No, it's not Satan.
Ce n'est pas Satan. Vos limites ne sont pas Satan.
No, 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 it's not devils.
Ce n'est pas le diable.
Your limit.
Vos limites.
Your limitation.
Vos limites.
It's not your enemies.
C'est pas
or your brothers, your brethren. It's yourself.
C'est vous-même.
It's yourself.
C'est vous-même.
Your big enemy.
Votre grand ennemi.
Who is the biggest enemy of William Branham?
Qui est le plus grand ennemi de
William Branham.
C'est William Branham.
It was not Neville.
Ce n'était pas Neville.
It was not Meda.
Ce n'était pas Meda.
Can you say amen? It was William Branham himself.
William Branham.
When you overcome yourself,
vous avez vaincu vous-même,
you are free.
Vous êtes libre.
Amen. You are free.
Vous êtes libre.
Amen. Amen. Oh my. Amen.
Amen.
Who sold Joseph to Egypt?
Qui a vendu Joseph en Égypte?
How many? Ten brothers. Because Benjamin was not there.
Parce que Benjamin n'était pas là.
Did Benjamin sold Joseph?
Est-ce que Benjamin avait vendu Joseph?
How many there were?
Combien ten. Étaient là? Dix.
Who?
Qui?
The five senses of your body.
Les cinq sens du corps.
And the five senses of spirit.
Et les cinq sens de l'esprit.
They will take Joseph.
Ils ont pris Joseph.
Your faith.
La foi.
Always to the world.
Vers le monde.
The Egypt.
L'Égypte.
Amen.
Is that so?
Amen.
God is perfect.
Dieu est parfait.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Joseph was the type of Christ.
Joseph est le type de Christ.
The man of faith.
L'homme de la foi.
He was man of vision.
C'est un homme de vision.
And faith.
Et la foi.
Is a long range vision.
Une vision à
Long portée.
À long portée.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Because of the vision,
à cause de la vision,
but these ten senses,
ces
ten
sens,
brethren, they didn't want,
ils voulaient,
they were against
ils étaient contre
the vision,
la vision
of Joseph,
de Joseph
to rule over them.
Pour qu'ils règnent sur eux.
So these ten senses, they
sens,
don't want Christ to rule over them.
Christ puisse régner sur
they
eux.
Want to rebel.
Ils veulent se rebeller.
They are rebellious.
Ils sont rebelles.
But God wants them to be under the
Dieu
control. Under the dominion
sous la domination
of faith.
De la foi.
Amen.
But they didn't know.
Mais ils ne savaient pas.
By selling faith.
Que la même foi,
by rejecting faith.
En rejetant la foi.
By selling it to the world.
En vendant la foi au monde.
They'll become poor.
Ils sont devenus pauvres.
They suffer anger.
Ils ont souffert la faim.
Because faith.
Parce que la foi
was no more there.
N'était plus là.
And when you don't have faith, you'll suffer
foi,
anger. You'll suffer spiritually. You'll suffer materially. You'll suffer physically. Because you don't have faith.
Pas la foi.
Oh, faith, wherever faith goes,
partout la foi va,
it's prosper there.
Elle prospère.
When Joseph was in Potiphar's house,
faith
bring everything to prosper. Can you say amen? When faith went into a prison, it caused the prison to prosper. Can you say amen? When faith went to the throne of Egypt, it caused Egypt to prosper. Can you say amen? Because faith is the substance. Faith is the substance of things hoped for.
Des
of things not seen. And the evidence. Maybe I put it around. That's right. And the evidence.
L'évidence.
Of things not seen. Okay, I was putting it around. Sorry for that. But it's true.
Mais c'est vrai.
Amen. It's still true. So it's the evidence.
C'est l'évidence.
So when you got faith.
Lorsque vous avez la foi,
it's already evidence.
C'est déjà l'évidence
that you got the thing already.
Que vous avez déjà la
you
chose.
Don't need to see the thing.
Vous n'avez pas besoin de voir la
faith
chose.
Is the proof
la foi, c'est
that
la
the
foi.
Thing is there.
Que la chose est là.
See it or not,
le voir ou pas,
it's there.
C'est là. Ça existe.
Can you say amen? Amen. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Amen. I like it. You know what? They sold Joseph.
Ils ont vendu Joseph.
And crisis came.
Et la crise est venue.
Health.
La santé.
Went down.
S'est dégradé.
Salvation.
Le salut.
No more.
Il y en avait plus.
Children going to the world.
Les enfants qui rétrogradent.
People start backsliding.
Les gens commencent à rétrograder.
It was a chaos in Canaan.
C'était un chaos à Canaan.
And Canaan was the land of God.
Et Canaan, pourtant,
the land of promise.
Le pays
but without promesse. Joseph,
sans Joseph,
it was a chaos.
C'était un chaos.
You too.
Vous aussi,
you are a child of God.
Vous êtes enfant de Dieu.
Without faith,
sans la foi,
chaos.
Chaos.
That's right. Amen. Amen.
Are you with me?
Et vous avec moi?
You know what?
Quoi?
Until
jusqu'à ce que
all the ten came,
tous les dix sont venus,
and Joseph was there,
et Joseph était là,
and they bowed down.
Et ils se sont inclinés.
All the senses,
tous les sens,
came and bowed down.
Ils se sont inclinés.
They refused once,
ils avaient refusé,
but this time,
mais cette fois-ci,
they said, "No, we are down."
Ils ont dit, non, nous bon.
Domine us. Have dominion on us.
Domine sur nous.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
It's only then.
C'est seulement alors.
They were saved from famine.
Ils étaient sauvés de la faim.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Only when you bring all your senses.
Lorsque vous amenez tous vos sens.
Under the control of your faith.
Sous le contrôle de votre foi.
Then you'll start prospering.
Alors vous commencez à prospérer.
You want to prosper? You want to prosper? Have faith in God. Have faith in God. All things are possible if you believe. Can you say amen? One day, God sent the spies in the land. And you know what is the land? It was that land that God promised to Abraham. The type of the Holy Ghost. The third pool. Can you say amen?
Amen?
The type of your soul.
Le type de votre âme.
And how many spies went there?
Combien d'espions sont partis?
Who knows that? How many spies went?
Combien d'espions sont partis?
How many? How many?
Amen.
Combien?
And when they came back,
lorsqu'ils sont rentrés,
how many was disbelieving?
Combien n'ont pas cru?
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Then five senses.
Cinq sens
of the body,
du corps,
Five senses.
Sens
of the Spirit. The unbelievers.
Les incrédules.
The doubters.
Ceux qui doutent.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
So God has to separate.
Dieu devrait séparer.
Ask Abraham to separate.
Demandez à Abraham de se séparer.
From the brethren.
De ses frères.
Separate yourself.
Séparez-vous.
From your senses.
De vos sens.
Believe God.
Croyez en Dieu.
Against your senses.
Contre vos
against your imagination.
Contre votre imagination.
Against your reasoning.
Contre votre raisonnement.
Against your affection.
Contre vos affections.
If those things,
si ce sont
they don't declare
choses,
the word of God, put them aside. Believe God.
Croyez Dieu.
Then come with me.
Alors venez avec moi.
In Genesis 13.
En Genèse 13.
And Abraham went up out of Egypt, verse 1, and his wife and all that he had, and Lot with him into the south. And Abraham was very rich in cattle, in silver, in gold. And he went on his journey from the south even to Bethel, unto the place where his tent had been at the beginning, between Bethel and Ai, unto the place of the altar, which he had made there at the first, and there Abraham called on the name of the Lord. And Lot also, which went with Abraham, had flocks and herds and tents. And the land was not able to bear them, that they might dwell together, for their substance was great, so that they could not dwell together. And there was strife between the headmen of Abraham's cattle and the headmen of Lot's cattle. And the Canaanite and the Perizzite dwelt in the land. And Abraham said unto Lot, let there be no strife, I pray thee, between me and thee, between my headmen and thy headmen. For we be brethren. Is not the whole land before thee? Separate thyself, I pray thee, from me. If thou wilt take the left hand, then I will go the right. Or if thou depart to the right hand, then I will go to the left. Lot lifted up his eyes and beheld all the plain of Jordan, that it was all watered everywhere, before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, even as the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt, as thou comest unto Zoar. Then Lot chose him all the plain of Jordan, and Lot journeyed east, and they separated themselves, the one from the other. Abraham dwelt in the land of Canaan, and Lot dwelt in the cities of the plain, and pitched his tent towards Sodom. But the men of Sodom were wicked and sinners before the Lord exceedingly. And the Lord said unto Abraham, after that Lot was separated Amen. From him, lift up now thine eyes and look from the place where thou art, Amen. Northward, southward, eastward, and westward. For all the land which thou seest to thee will I give it, and to thy seed forever. I'll make thy seed as the dust of the earth, so that if a man can number the dust of the earth, then shall thy seed also be numbered. Amen. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Can we come back to our diagram? Can you say amen?
Amen.
So we see that Abraham,
nous voyons qu'Abraham
left his brethren, the ten senses,
ses frères, les dix sens,
the five senses of the body,
sens
the five
du corps, les cinq sens de l'esprit,
and the old man died.
Et le vieil homme était mort,
the old nature.
La vieille nature.
Now we are in Genesis 13.
Maintenant nous sommes en Genèse 13.
And there is another separation. Because
alors,
God never asked Abraham to bring with him Lot.
Dieu n'avait jamais demandé à Abraham d'amener Lot.
How God is perfect, brother.
Combien Dieu est parfait, frère.
And Branham came and preached.
Et Branham vient prêcher.
The word of God, la parole de Dieu demande une séparation totale. The word of God calls for a total separation. From what? He used which chapter? Chapter 13.
Quel chapitre est-ce qu'il utilise?
Chapter 13.
Le chapitre 13.
Are you with me?
Amen.
Chapter 13.
Le chapitre 13.
Separation from Lot.
La séparation d'avec Lot.
And he said separation from total separation from unbelief.
La séparation totale de l'incrédulité.
So Lot is unbelief.
Lot, c'est l'incrédulité.
Because your free will
parce que votre libre arbitre
can choose between faith
peut choisir entre la foi
or unbelief.
Ou l'incrédulité.
And the word of God calls for total separation.
Et la parole de Dieu exige la séparation totale.
And Abraham was unable to get into the promised land as long as Lot was with him.
Abraham ne pouvait pas aller dans le pays promis aussi longtemps que Lot était avec lui.
So you see, sometimes you can move with God.
Et voyez, des fois vous pouvez aller avec, marcher avec Dieu.
Believing.
Croire en Dieu.
But with some degree of unbelief.
Mais avec un certain degré de l'incrédulité.
But God is calling for a total separation.
Pourtant Dieu appelle la séparation.
You must come to a point where you refuse totally unbelief.
Vous devez arriver à un certain point où vous refusez complètement l'incrédulité.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Do you believe that?
Croyez-vous?
So Abraham.
Abraham
is to separate from unbelief.
Des fois, c'est séparé de l'incrédulité.
And when he separates himself from the unbelief,
et lorsqu'il s'est séparé de l'incrédulité,
then God gave him the promised land.
Alors Dieu lui a donné le pays promis.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
And you see what Lot got.
Et voyez ce que Lot a eu.
It disappeared.
Tout ce qu'il a eu avait disparu.
You don't speak up anymore about Sodom and Gomorrah.
On parle plus jamais de Sodome et Gomorrah.
But what Abraham got,
mais ce qu'Abraham a eu,
it's still there today.
Jusqu'à ce jour, ça existe.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
So you see that's why the faith doesn't stop.
C'est pourquoi la foi
it goes
pas.
On.
Avancer.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
So let's go quickly now. I want to finish. Genesis 22.
Genesis 22.
So we see here
nous voyons ici
that he has separated himself from the 10 senses.
Qui s'est séparé des 10 sens.
Now he has separated himself from unbelief.
Maintenant, il s'est séparé de l'incrédulité.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
So we finish with this.
Nous allons finir avec ceci.
And it came to Genesis 22.
On arrive à Genèse 22.
Verse 1.
Verset
1. And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham and said unto him, Abraham, he said, behold, here I am. And he said, take now thy son, thy only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. And you know the story in verse 7.
Vous connaissez l'histoire au verset 7.
And Isaac spake unto Abraham his father and said, my father. And he said, here I am. Am I my son? And he said, behold the fire and the wood. But where is the lamb for a burnt offering? And Abraham said, my son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went both of them together. And they came to a place which God had told him of. And Abraham built an altar there and laid the wood in order and bound Isaac his son and laid him on the altar upon the wood. Abraham stretched forth his hand, took the knife to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. He said, here I am. Am I? And he said, lay not thy hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God,
amen,
seeing that thou hast not withheld thy son, thy only son, from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in the thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. And Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh,
amen,
as it said to this day, in the mount of the Lord it shall be called. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
What is this type of Isaac?
C'est quoi le type d'Isaac?
The type of your free will.
Le type de votre libre arbitre.
After you have separated from your 10 senses.
Lorsque vous êtes séparé de vos 10 sens.
Your unbelief.
Votre incrédulité.
Your old nature.
Votre vieille nature.
So the last thing.
La dernière chose.
Is yourself.
C'est vous-même.
Amen.
Amen.
That's the thing.
C'est la chose.
You love the most.
Que vous aimez le plus.
Amen. Amen.
And the Bible says God tempted Abraham.
Et la Bible dit Dieu a tenté Abraham.
He didn't ask him something, a secondary thing. No.
Il ne lui a pas demandé une chose secondaire.
He didn't ask him Ishmael.
Il ne lui a pas demandé Ishmael.
He didn't ask him Sarah.
Il ne lui a pas demandé Sarah.
He knew that the heart of Abraham,
il savait que le cœur d'Abraham,
was
était
on Isaac.
Sur Isaac.
Amen. And God knew what you value the most in you.
Dieu sait ce que vous avez mis, ce que vous avez, là où vous avez mis plus de valeur.
It's yourself.
C'est vous-même.
You can partake, separate yourself from everything. You can separate yourself from everything. But yourself.
Vous ne pouvez pas vous séparer de vous-même.
It's very difficult.
C'est très difficile.
That's why.
C'est pourquoi.
You must understand.
Vous devez comprendre.
This mystery comes from Eden.
Ce mystère vient d'Eden.
Men went out of Eden because of self.
Les gens sont sortis de l'Égypte à cause d'eux-mêmes.
De Eden. Adam est tombé, est sorti de l'Éden.
Adam est tombé de l'Éden, est sorti de l'Éden
à cause de moi, du moi. Ah yeah, the ego.
L'ego.
Ah, the men in the world they say ego.
Les hommes du monde disent ego.
Me, moi. We have problems because of egos.
Nous avons des problèmes à cause du moi.
If you see problems in a family,
si vous voyez les problèmes dans la famille,
between men and women,
entre l'homme et la femme,
husband and wife, it's a fight of egos.
C'est le moi.
Any troubles in the church?
Tous les troubles dans l'église.
Strife of egos.
Les conflits de l'ego.
That's what took Adam out of Eden.
C'est ça qui a fait sortir Adam de l'Éden.
God told Adam.
Dieu avait dit à Adam.
As long as you don't use your own will.
Aussi longtemps que tu n'utilises pas ton libre arbitre.
Your own choice.
Ton choix.
I'll bless thee.
Je te bénirai.
But the day you use your arms,
mais le jour où tu vas utiliser ta volonté,
it's finished for you.
Tout est fini.
And because of his wife,
et à cause de sa femme,
the prophet said,
le prophète dit,
Adam knew what he was doing.
Adam savait ce qu'il faisait.
He knew the will of God.
Il savait la volonté de Dieu.
And he refused, he rejected the will of God.
Mais il a refusé, il a rejeté la volonté de Dieu.
To take his own will.
Pour prendre sa volonté.
And because of that,
et à cause de cela,
he went out of Eden.
Et il est sorti d'Eden.
And the prophet said,
et le prophète dit,
God put the cherubims,
Dieu a placé les chérubins,
with the flaming sword,
avec l'épée enflammante,
saying that the way back to Eden.
Disant que le chemin de retour vers
the sword must be with blood.
Ces épées auront du sang.
What means?
Ce qui signifie.
Without the blood,
sans le sang,
no returning.
Pas de chemin de retour.
It means that anything that must come in the Eden back,
ça veut dire que tout ce qui veut retourner,
it must die.
Doit mourir.
Yourself must die.
Vous devez mourir de vous-même.
That's why Jesus,
c'est pourquoi Jésus,
is the only man who came,
c'est le seul homme qui est venu,
not using his own will.
N'utilisant pas sa propre volonté.
That's why he was called,
c'est pourquoi il était
the Lamb of God.
L'agneau de Dieu.
Because the lamb,
parce que l'agneau,
is the only animal,
c'est le seul animal
who doesn't have,
qui n'a pas,
his own will.
Sa volonté.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Pouvez-vous dire amen?
So God was testing Abraham.
Dieu testait Abraham.
You see the people in this world.
Voyez les gens dans ce monde.
They value themselves.
Ils se donnent de la valeur.
All the teaching.
Tous les enseignements.
All the motivation speakers.
Tous ces parleurs, orateurs.
They boost the ego.
Ils promotent l'ego.
The only way.
La seule voie.
That kill the ego. destroy the ego.
La seule chose qui peut détruire l'ego,
it's Christianity.
C'est la chrétienté.
Only Christ,
c'est seulement Christ
came and said,
qui est venu et
not
dit,
my will,
pas ma volonté,
but though your will be done.
Ta volonté soit faite.
Can you say amen? Only Christ,
c'est seulement Christ
who said,
qui a dit,
whosoever want to follow me,
quiconque veut me suivre,
let him take his cross
sa croix,
and crucify himself.
Et qu'il se crucifie.
And Christianity,
et la chrétienté,
Branham said,
Branham dit,
is self-denial.
C'est renier.
Can you say amen?
Pouvez-vous dire amen?
Can you say amen?
Pouvez-vous dire amen?
Can you say amen? I'm giving you here the greatest mystery of all the Bible.
Le plus grand mystère de toute la Bible.
That's why
c'est pourquoi
Jesus was called the Lamb of God.
Jésus était appelé agneau de Dieu.
The perfect Lamb of God.
L'agneau parfait de Dieu.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
He came to do the will of
Et
God.
Faire la volonté de Dieu.
And the bride is called
Et l'épouse est appelée
the bride of
l'épouse de
the Lamb.
L'agneau.
The Lamb.
L'agneau.
Marry only the Lamb.
Ne peut épouser que l'agneau.
So it means that also the bride,
ça veut dire que l'épouse,
won't have
n'aura pas de
her own will.
N'aura pas sa propre volonté.
She will crucify her own will.
Elle va crucifier sa volonté.
Can you say amen?
Vous dire amen.
When they ask in heaven,
au ciel on a demandé,
who is worthy
qui est digne
to take the book,
de prendre le livre,
the title deed.
Les titres,
no one was worthy
personne
in heaven,
digne,
on earth.
Sur terre.
And then John started crying.
Alors Jean a commencé à pleurer.
And the angel said, don't cry. Don't cry.
Ne pleure pas.
The lion of the tribe of Judah has overcome. Can you say amen? But when John turned to see the lion, he saw what? The lamb. Can you say amen? Someone without his own will. If you want blessing,
si vous voulez la bénédiction,
get out of the way.
Sortez de votre volonté.
William Branham said,
William Branham a dit,
the best preaching,
the best sermon
that I've ever preached,
que j'ai jamais prêché,
it's when I could put William Branham aside
lorsque je peux mettre William Branham de côté,
and let God preach.
Et laisser Dieu prêcher.
Can you say amen?
Je veux dire amen.
Your ego,
votre ego,
or yourself,
ou le moi,
or your self-will,
votre libre arbitre,
it's exactly like the tape.
C'est exactement comme une
le
cassette.
Robinet. Non, le robinet. The tape water.
Le robinet.
You know the tape?
The
faucet. The faucet.
C'est comme le robinet.
You know, behind the faucet.
Vous êtes derrière le robinet.
No, you know, behind the faucet.
Vous savez.
Vous savez,
derrière le robinet,
there is a lot of water.
Il y a beaucoup d'eau.
But it's stopped by the faucet.
The valve.
Okay. And the valve is yourself.
Le valve, c'est vous-même.
When yourself is on the way, the water stops.
Lorsque le valve est sur la voie,
the blessing has stopped.
La bénédiction s'arrête.
As long when you start
lorsque vous commencez
taking
à
out the valve,
le valve,
then the water starts coming.
Alors, l'eau commence à
when you put yourself outside,
lorsque vous
then the blessings of God comes.
Alors, la bénédiction de Dieu
can you say amen?
Amen.
The more you pour out yourself, the more God comes in you. Can you say amen? And today, when you reach the highest point, God tests you by asking you to bring yourself on the altar.
Il vous éprouve en vous demandant d'amener, de vous amener sur l'autel.
He said, Cain.
Il dit Cain.
Brought flowers.
Amener les fleurs.
But the altar is not made for flowers.
Mais l'autel n'est pas fait de fleurs.
Said, the altar is made for you to put yourself.
L'autel est fait pour que vous puissiez vous placer vous-même.
Die to yourself.
Mourez en vous.
Can you say amen?
Je veux dire amen.
You can't even be born again without a death to yourself.
De nouveau sans mourir en vous.
The true new birth,
la vraie nouvelle naissance,
it's the death to self.
C'est la mort en soi.
Can you say amen? You can't get blessings without death to self. Do you believe that Canaan was the Holy Spirit? The type of the Holy Spirit. Do you believe that? Do you believe that Canaan is the type of the seventh seal? Do you believe that Canaan is the type of the third pool? But they could not get into Canaan without crossing Jordan, which is death to self. If you don't die to yourself, no Holy Ghost, no third pool, no rapture. Can you say amen? Elijah has to cross Jordan to be raptured. If you don't die to yourself, not physical death, but the death of your soul. Can you say amen? And when say your soul died, it's when your self-will died. Can you say amen? You put your self-will, yes, on the altar of God, and the fire of God comes down and burn your will and put His will in you. Can you say amen? And when you walk up from the altar, it's no more me living, it's Christ living in me. Can you say amen? Can you say amen? That's why the lamb is the light. There is no sun in the city, but the lamb is our light. We live in the light of the lamb without our own will, the will of God. We are after the will of God. Can you say amen? Jesus could do miracles because he was in a perfect will of God. If you want to be successful, die to yourself. Die to your will. Let the will of God come into you. You'll have a changed life.
Vous aurez une vie changée.
Can you say amen?
Pouvez-vous dire amen?
Do you love him?
L'aimez-vous?
Do you appreciate him?
Est-ce que vous l'appréciez?
Let me finish with this.
Je vais finir avec ceci.
Are you tired?
Êtes-vous fatigué?
No, more.
This is my last sermon for this time. So let me say something. I want to leave you with something.
Je vais vous laisser avec quelque chose.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Je vais vous dire amen.
The prophet said,
le prophète dit,
when we are redeemed,
lorsque nous sommes rachetés,
we don't need anymore our own choice.
Nous n'avons plus besoin de notre choix.
We want his choice.
Nous voulons son choix.
That's what we call redemption.
C'est ce que nous appelons redemption.
We are redeemed from our self-will.
Nous sommes rachetés de notre volonté.
Can you say amen?
Je vous dis amen.
You know, when they were crossing into the land,
lorsqu'ils traversaient dans le pays,
he said,
il a dit,
now, before you cross,
avant de traverser,
you stay behind.
Vous restez derrière.
Only the Levite who got, the priest who got the ark.
Seuls les Lévites qui ont sur eux l'arche.
Go in front.
Passent devant.
They'll show the way.
Ils vont montrer la voie.
When they get into the Jordan.
Lorsqu'ils sont arrivés dans
when
le
they
Jordan,
will got in the Jordan. The water will separate.
Les eaux se sont séparées.
Amen.
And then the people can go through.
Et alors le peuple peut traverser.
So to show that this priest or minister have the word of God,
pour montrer que ce prédicateur ou ce ministre a la parole de Dieu,
he should be in the Jordan.
Il doit se trouver dans le Jourdain.
The true word put you in Jordan.
La vraie parole vous met dans le Jourdain.
To open the way for the people.
Pour ouvrir la voie pour les peuples.
Death to self.
La mort en soi.
Many ministers don't want to die to themselves.
Beaucoup de ministres ne veulent pas mourir en soi.
If you got the word,
si vous avez la parole,
you must be able to die to yourself.
Vous devez être en mesure de mourir en vous.
To show the way to the people.
Et montrer la voie au peuple.
Because when a minister dies to himself,
lorsque le ministre meurt en lui-même,
he gives an example.
Il donne un exemple.
And the people can follow.
Et les gens peuvent suivre.
To cross and get in the land.
Traverser et entrer dans le pays.
If you say that you got the word,
si vous dites que vous avez la parole,
let's see your feet. Let's see your feet.
Voyons vos pieds.
If they are dry,
s'ils sont secs,
you are not in the Jordan.
Vous n'êtes pas dans le Jourdain.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Can you say amen?
Amen?
We are here to die to ourselves.
Nous sommes ici pour mourir en
when
nous.
We die to ourselves,
mourons,
then Christ comes into us.
Christ vient vivre en nous.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Do you believe that?
Croyez-vous?
Do you believe that?
Croyez-vous?
And the third pool,
et le troisième pool
is death to self.
C'est la mort en
soi. He said, we can't be both of us on the scene at the same time.
Le deux d'entre nous ne peut
pas one must decrease. The other one must increase. That the real third pool.
C'est la raison du troisième pool.
Can you say amen?
Je vais vous dire amen.
John the Baptist.
Jean Baptiste
was the type of yourself.
Était le type de vous.
He came to introduce de votre moi.
Il était le type de votre moi.
Yeah. He came to introduce the lamb.
Il est venu introduire l'agneau.
And when he introduced the lamb,
lorsqu'il a introduit
he said,
l'agneau,
we can't stay together
il a
on
dit,
the
nous
scene.
Pouvons pas vivre ensemble, même sur la scène.
I must decrease.
Je dois diminuer.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
The lamb must increase.
Et l'agneau doit croître.
And John the Baptist
et Jean Baptiste
decreased perfectly.
Il a vraiment décru complètement. Oui, il a décru complètement.
When they cut off his head.
Lorsqu'on a coupé sa tête. Lorsqu'il a été décapité.
Death again to self.
La mort en soi.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
That's the principle of Christianity.
C'est le principe de la chrétienté.
Death to self.
La mort du moi.
That's where reside the power of God.
C'est là que réside la puissance de Dieu.
Many people don't know.
Beaucoup de gens ne savent pas.
That to have the power of God.
Avoir la puissance de Dieu.
It needs death to self.
Il faut la mort du moi.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
And when you are dead to yourself.
Lorsque vous êtes mort.
It's no more you living.
Ce n'est plus vous qui vivez.
It's God living in you.
C'est Dieu qui vit en vous.
And the prophet said at that time.
Et le prophète dit en ce temps-là.
It's no more you.
Ce n'est plus.
It's God controlling situation.
C'est Dieu qui contrôle la situation.
And he said in the beginning.
Dit au début.
God has created you.
Au commencement, Dieu vous a créé.
To be master of every circumstance.
D'être maître de chaque circonstance.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
So God has created you to be master.
Dieu vous a créé pour être maître.
Why people are not mastering circumstances?
Pourquoi est-ce que les gens ne maîtrisent pas les circonstances?
Because they don't know the secret.
Parce qu'ils ne connaissent pas les secrets.
You know, they call master someone who dominates.
Un maître, c'est celui qui domine.
The one who gave have dominion.
C'est lui qui a la domination.
And God said, have dominion.
Et Dieu a dit, dominer.
On everything that moves.
Qui se meut.
On earth.
Sur terre.
So God has created it to have dominion.
Dieu nous a créé pour avoir la domination.
To master everything.
De maîtriser toute chose.
But Adam could only dominate.
Mais Adam ne pouvait dominer.
Only when he was under the will of God.
Lorsqu'il était sous la volonté de Dieu.
Because a master is someone who's influencing a situation.
Parce que le maître, c'est celui qui influence la situation.
When a circumstance happens,
lorsque la circonstance arrive,
you panic.
Vous paniquez.
You start crying.
Vous commencez à
you are agitated.
Vous êtes agité.
No, you have to control.
Non, vous devez vous
contrôler. The circumstance is not supposed to control you.
La circonstance n'est pas censée vous contrôler.
You are supposed to control the situation.
Vous devez contrôler la situation.
You have money.
Vous avez l'argent.
You are happy.
Vous êtes heureux.
You don't have money. You are sad.
Vous êtes triste.
You are controlled by money.
Vous êtes contrôlé par l'argent.
But when you control money,
et lorsque vous contrôlez
l'argent, money or not money, you are happy.
Avec ou sans argent, vous êtes heureux.
Sick or not sick, you are happy.
Avec ou sans la maladie,
problems
vous êtes
without problems, you are happy. Because you are the master.
Parce que vous êtes le maître.
Nothing influences you.
Rien ne vous influence.
Can you say amen? Can you say amen?
Amen.
A Christian doesn't cry.
Ne pleure
a Christian
pas.
Doesn't complain.
Un chrétien ne se plaint pas.
When things go wrong,
lorsque les choses ne vont pas bien,
he is happy.
Il est content.
He praises God.
Il
because he controls the situation.
Contrôle la situation.
Can you say amen?
Oui,
A master manipulates. Listen.
Écoutez,
in the beginning,
au commencement,
God has created you to be master of every circumstance.
Dieu vous a créé pour être maître de chaque circonstance.
That the origin, that's authentic.
Ah, c'est ça, l'origine.
There was nothing could happen.
Il n'y a rien qui pouvait arriver.
Unless you were master of it.
À moins que vous en soyez le maître.
You were created for that.
Vous étiez créé pour cela.
Can you say amen?
Je vais vous dire amen.
So anything that happened,
à tout ce qui arrive,
you are the master.
Vous êtes le maître.
Do you believe that?
Croyez-vous?
Do you believe that?
Croyez-vous?
It means that you master, you control.
Ça veut dire que vous êtes maître, vous contrôlez.
The situation is bad.
La situation est mauvaise.
The Bible said,
la Bible dit,
everything works for good.
Chaque chose concourt au bien.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
He didn't say everything is good, no.
Il n'a pas dit que tout est bon.
Everything works for good. It means the bad things,
ça veut dire,
the good things,
choses,
they work together for your good.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
So when I see a bad thing coming, I rejoice because I know that something good will come out of it. God can't send that thing to me if there is not a benefit behind it. Hallelujah! You know, an eagle, he used circumstances, bad circumstances, because the circumstances are the type of wind. Instead of the eagle running away from the wind, no, he likes going into the wind, the strong winds, storms. He knows how to set up his wings.
Il sait comment étaler ses ailes,
so that that wings,
pour que les vents,
instead of destroying him,
au lieu de le détruire,
it took him over, higher, and higher, and higher, and higher. Can you say amen? So you are an eagle. So any situation that comes to you, even if it's bad, set up your wings. Can you say amen? The Old and New Testament revealed by the spoken word and go over your circumstance. Let your circumstance take you higher, higher and higher. Hallelujah. It's exactly like those ships that moved with winds. You know them? How you call them? Amen? Sailing ship. Okay. You know the sailing ship?
Les navires à voile.
They don't wait for the wind to be in their direction to move.
Ils n'attendent pas le vent pour leur montrer la direction dans la
mer. No, if they want to go to the south,
s'ils veulent aller vers
no, we'll wait until the wind changes direction into the south, then it can push us.
Ils attendent que le vent. Non.
Even when the wind is going north,
même si le vent va vers
the captain
nord,
has
le capitaine
learned to be a master.
He
knows how to set up the sail. So that the same wind that's against them, it's used for their good. Can you say amen? Satan can send a bad situation to you. He thinks that he's going to destroy you, but you use it for your good. Can you say
amen?
Never complain. Never complain. Everything is for your good.
Tout est pour votre bien.
One day,
un jour,
there was a friend of mine
y avait un de mes amis
who was a pastor in Brazzaville.
À Brazzaville.
So he was still, he was single at that
il
time.
Était chanteur en
no,
ce
single.
Temps.
No, célibataire. Single.
Ah, il était célibataire.
So, but he... He was pastoring because there was no pastor there.
Ah, il était pasteur. Il prêchait parce qu'il n'y avait pas de pasteur.
So one young sister was going to study in France.
Une jeune sœur allait étudier en France.
She came to see him.
Elle est venue le voir.
To look for advice.
Recherchant de conseils.
Where she could go and learn or what.
Où est-ce qu'elle pouvait aller
so when she came there,
lorsqu'elle est venue,
my friend was busy talking with his friend.
Mon ami était trop pris à
so they told him, no, there's a sister want to see you.
On lui a dit, il y a une sœur qui veut te voir.
Tell her to wait.
Dites-leur d'attendre. Dites-lui d'attendre.
Alors, she was waiting.
Elle attendait.
She was waiting.
Elle attendait.
And this man was busy talking.
Cet homme était pris à
parler. The sister said, tell him that the plane is going.
La sœur a dit, mais dites-lui que l'avion va s'envoler bientôt.
Tell her to wait.
Dites-lui d'attendre.
Until the end.
Jusqu'à la fin.
He said, no, now she can come.
Il a dit, maintenant elle peut venir.
And my friend can talk a lot.
Et mon ami peut beaucoup parler.
She starts talking.
Il a commencé à parler.
He took all the time.
Il a pris tout le temps.
And when the sister went to the airport,
et lorsque la sœur est arrivée à l'aéroport,
the flight was going.
L'avion s'envolait.
She saw
the
plane going.
Elle a vu l'avion s'en aller.
And his parents, his relatives were there at the airport with her.
So they got cross. Ils se sont énervés.
So they took her.
Ils l'ont pris.
They brought her back to church.
Ils l'ont ramenée à l'église.
Say you.
Et dit toi.
You make our daughter to miss the plane.
Tu as fait rater notre fille l'avion.
We see that you wanted to be his husband, her husband.
Nous
so we leave her here. She'll become your wife. You keep her here.
Son mari, alors nous la laissons ici. Elle devient ta
and
femme.
They went.
Et ils sont partis.
When they get home,
lorsqu'ils sont arrivés à la maison,
I think some 1 hour, 2 hours later,
je crois une ou deux heures après,
the news come back.
La nouvelle est revenue.
That they UTA, which took off from Brazzaville, has exploded over Chad.
L'avion qui avait quitté Brazzaville avait explosé sur Chad.
And everyone died.
Et tout le monde est mort.
So the relative came back to the church. Oh, pastor, sorry. You are our God. You saved the life of our daughter. You see, everything works for good. Never complain. Can you say amen? So you see, God came and entered into the pastor to refuse to receive her in time. So sometimes the pastor can do something which you don't understand. You are not pleased. But don't complain. There is a reason behind it. You were created to be master. Can you say amen? I don't know if some people here got the news in the 4th of March in Brazzaville, there was an explosion.
Le 4 mars de l'année dernière à Brazzaville, il y avait une explosion.
Do you know that? And it was very bad.
C'était très mauvais.
Very bad.
Très, très mauvais.
We never experienced something like that.
Nous n'avons jamais expérimenté une pareille chose.
But you know what?
Vous savez quoi?
There, some churches disappeared into powder.
Certaines églises ont été
with pastors and believers.
Les pasteurs, les croyants.
Catholic Church, Methodist Church. But no message believer. Whichever church they were, whatever doctrine they were believing, no one died. God kept all the believers in the message.
Dieu a gardé tous les croyants du message.
You know what happened?
Vous savez ce qui s'est passé?
With one brother, he's an interpreter in a church there, a sister church.
He's
a soldier. He was in the camp.
Il est militaire et il était dans le camp.
The camp that exploded, that the where the explosion started.
L'explosion a commencé.
And no one lived in that place.
Et personne n'a
and the brother slept in that place because he was in a training courses.
Il était dans une formation et
and in the morning,
là-bas, le matin,
you know when they call the soldiers, I don't know how they you say it in English, they in the morning to brief them.
Lorsqu'ils ont appelé les militaires pour pouvoir leur parler.
And then, all of a sudden,
soudainement,
the commander
le commandant
got angry with the brother. Without reason.
Le frère,
he started insulting the brother. Insulting him. And he came in, hit him.
Il est venu, il a même
threw him down.
Il a jeté par terre.
And his his friend his gloves.
Il a déchiré ses habits.
Everyone was surprised. What's wrong?
Tout le monde était surpris. Se demandait, mais qu'est-ce qu'il
and when the brother stood up,
lorsque le frère
usually D'habitude, you must be disciplined.
Vous devez être discipliné.
You must obey to whatever the commander does. But this time, the brother got cross.
Cette fois-là,
he left the camp.
Il a quitté le camp.
And he went.
Et il est parti.
2 kilometers later,
2 kilometers plus tard,
the explosion came.
L'explosion
and everyone died.
Et tout le monde est
All
est
things
mort.
Work for good.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Don't allow Satan to put you down. Use everything he brings against you. No, you must use everything. Everything he brings to you to fly. Can you say amen? What brought Joseph to the throne? No, to the throne. Qu'est-ce qui a amené Joseph au trône? It was not good circumstances.
Ce n'était pas des bonnes circonstances.
It was bad circumstances.
C'était des mauvaises circonstances.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Je vous dire amen.
If the brothers didn't hate him,
si le frère ne l'avait pas haï,
he could not be in Potiphar's house.
Il ne pouvait pas, si ses frères ne l'avaient pas haï, il n'allait pas se trouver.
If he was not in the Potiphar's house,
s'il n'était pas dans la maison de Potiphar,
the wife of Potiphar could not last after him.
La femme de Potiphar ne pouvait pas le convoiter.
If the wife of Potiphar didn't last after him,
si la femme de Potiphar ne l'avait pas convoité,
she could not force him.
Elle ne pouvait pas le forcer.
And if he didn't force him,
si elle ne pouvait
he
pas,
could not run away.
Il ne pouvait pas s'enfuir.
And if he didn't run away,
s'il n'avait pas,
and she didn't keep his coat,
et que elle n'avait pas retenu son
he could manteau, not find himself in prison. And if he was not in prison, he could not be together with the servant of Pharaoh. Can you say amen? And if he was not with the Pharaoh, he could not interpret their dreams. And that one who went out, God erased his memory about Joseph. He make him forget about him. Because if he didn't forget him,
s'il n'avait pas oublié,
are you with me?
Amen.
He could come out before the time. So God made him to forget. Can you say amen?
Amen.
All things work for good. God bless you. You are master of all circumstances. Amen.
Amen.
May God richly bless you.
Et Dieu vous bénisse richement.
If I don't see you this time,
si je ne vous vois pas cette fois-ci,
very soon I'll see you.
Amen.
I love you.
Je vous aime.
I appreciate you.
Et je vous apprécie.
If I said something which is
si
not,
je dis quelque chose qui
forgive
pas,
me. It was not intentionally.
C'était pas avec intention.
God bless.
Amen.
I don't know anything that was said that was bad. From the beginning to the end. Up to the amen at the end. It was good. It was good to be in his house today. Good to be under the word. To bring us to realization.
A
remembrance of who we really are. Let's stand. Let's sing that song. I know the master of the wind. And friends, he's not far away. You know where he is. He's in you. The master of the wind is in you. But sometimes he's sleeping at the back of the boat. You know that. And we think everything's going wrong. Sometimes we need to remember who's in the boat. And we need to wake him up and say, Master. And you'll be surprised what you've got in your vessel. Because he can speak to the storm. The situation can change. It's so good to know the Master of the
Lord.
My boat of life sails in troubled seas. Whenever there's a wind on my sea, and I'm expecting a friend who watches over me.
breeze turns into a gale. Oh, I know.
I know the master of the wind.
I know my blessed Redeemer.
I know the maker of the rain. He can calm a storm and make the sun shine again.
His most precious thing and to lay it upon the altar. That's the real test. Now, Abraham had been through many tests before that. Some he passed, some he had failed. The Lord was faithful to him. But that was the final test that the Lord put him to. And what a masterpiece that is, friends. That self-will to be able to master yourself. So let's sing the song. Let's come to a time of prayer. And you just put yourself before the Lord. You just ask yourself a question. Who's on the throne? Who's in control in my life? Have I laid myself aside? Have I crossed through the Jordan? Is he really in control of my life? And if that's not the case, why don't you lay yourself on the altar this evening? Why don't you say, Jesus, I want to give it all to you. I just want the self that has got me into so much trouble for so many years. I want the self to pass away. And I want your will to be established inside of my life. Let's seek the Lord after we sing this song.
I can hear my Savior calling. I can hear my Savior. my crossing for
follow it.
And the song is saying, where he leads me, I'll follow. Friends, it takes a lamb to follow the dove. The prophet says the dove led the lamb to the slaughter. Sometimes it's not going to be so easy, naturally speaking, where he wants you to go. But everywhere he leads you, there's a purpose behind it. That he may make himself more real. That he may establish himself more in you. That you may separate yourself from things that are unnecessary. Whatever it's going to be, he's leading you. Where is he leading you now? He's leading you somewhere. And he's waiting for you to come with free will and to follow him. And then the last verse says, he will give me grace and glory. Friends, that's the way to grace and glory. Just keep following him. Even when he leads you to places that you don't understand, even when he leads you in circumstances that you'd prefer not to be in, there's a purpose behind those things. Because he wants to lead you to deeper experience of grace. He wants to lead you to a higher experience of glory. But you've got to be prepared to go with him all the way. And that last verse says, and he will go with me all the way. Friends, what a blessed promise that he's given unto us. He didn't say it would be easy, but he said he would be with us. Though your senses may declare other things, but he's with you. He's leading you. Let's all call upon him in prayer. Let's bring ourselves before him and say, Lord, I am a lamb. You are the dove. I just want to follow you all the way. I am the clay. You are the potter. Master, have thine own way. Let's all pray. Let's sing that song, Have Thine Own Way, Lord, Have Thine Own Way. Thou art the potter, I am the clay. I just want to say it's been a wonderful day. Really do appreciate it. Don't you love the way that things work? Now, Brother Joseph, he just phoned last week. He was passing through. God has everything under his control. Sometimes we try to plan things well ahead. It doesn't work out as we expect. But you just let the Lord do the planning. Let the Lord make the arrangements. How wonderful that it is. Because he knows what he's doing. So we just really say to Brother Lobanza, thank you so much, brother. It's been a wonderful time. And we look forward to seeing him soon. As soon as the winds of the Holy Ghost blow him back our way, we'll be so glad to be together with him. And ask him to greet the saints wherever he goes, in France, wherever he's going, as we're going to Austria next. May he be a blessing. And may he greet the saints there from us as well. And his family back home as well. May the Lord bless you, brother. It's been a wonderful time. We do appreciate it. And may God be with you.
Have thine own way, thou art the potter, I am the clay.
Have thine own way, Lord.
Oh,
have thine.
As we dismiss, give traveling mercies to them that are traveling. And just to announce, next Saturday is communion service. So it's no Friday evening service. We have communion on Saturday evening. So inviting the saints, 6 o'clock, to gather around the Lord's table. We're going to have elections today, but because our brothers here will have our elections next week on Sunday, so please come prepared for that as well. And may the Lord be with you during the week. Let's sing the last verse, and we ask Brother Scott to come and dismiss us in prayer.
Father, with thanksgiving. Father, we're so thankful for your faithfulness, Lord, to us. Father God, at the beginning of this day, Lord, Father, many of us had not heard. Lord, we had not met our brother. And Lord, our desire was not only to meet him,
Hallelujah.
Father, but our desire, Lord, at the beginning of the day was to hear from you.
Yes.
And Father God, we're so thankful for your faithfulness. We thankful, Lord, for the gifts which you put within the bride, Lord.
Amen.
Father, to Amen. Edify, Lord, even your body, Lord.
Amen.
Father, we are thankful, Lord, for the service which we had upon this day.
Amen.
Father God, truly, we are in heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Father God, it gives us, Lord, even a taste of eternity.
Amen.
Father, we could not get tired of it.
Amen.
We're so thankful, Lord, for your faithfulness, which, Father, our brother stood faithfully to ministered your word, Lord, unto your people.
Yes.
To put himself aside and to allow for your Holy Ghost, Lord,
Amen.
To whisper the things which we need inside of our lives.
Yes, Lord.
Father God, we are better armed than what we were this morning.
Yes, Lord.
Father, better prepared, Lord.
Amen.
Father, no longer to allow for Satan.
Yes.
Father, to take advantage or to challenge us,
yes,
Lord.
Yes,
Lord. Father God, for you said you shall know the truth and the truth shall set you free.
Yes,
Father, we receive it, Lord, with gladness, Lord, even upon this day. So, Lord, we pray, Father God, that even as we've come to the end of this time, but, Lord, even as your word is a seed, Lord, let it grow inside of our souls, Lord. Father, that when we depart from this place, Father, let it be that we'll have testimonies in our lives, Lord. Father, let us not be, Lord, like that forgetful, Lord, the one who looked in the mirror.
Amen.
And as soon as he turned aside, Lord, forget
Hallelujah.
What he beheld, Lord, when he looked in the mirror.
Yeah.
But, Lord, we open up our souls, Lord, Father. Lord, that you'd have your way, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, that greatest battle, Lord, that was ever fought, Lord, you did not leave us alone.
Amen.
Father, you armed us, Lord. And
yes.
Even upon this day, you gave us the very way, Lord, in which we can be overcomers.
Amen.
So, Lord, we just yield ourselves unto thee once again.
Yes,
Father, we are so thankful, Lord, we couldn't find enough words
Hallelujah.
To express, Lord, our thanksgiving for what you've done unto us, Lord.
Amen.
Father, we bless your name. We glorify your name. Father, as well, we want to pray for our brother, Lord.
Amen.
Father, that you'd continue to use him wherever he'd go, Lord.
Yes.
Father, bless him, Lord. Father, may he continue to be humble in the way that he was upon this day.
Amen.
To put
Hallelujah.
Himself aside.
Amen.
That, Lord, truly we've seen you, Lord, that though you used his voice, but you spoke unto us, Father
yes,
God.
Lord.
Be with our brother, be with his family, Lord. Father God, just undertake for us, Lord. Grant our heart's desires, Lord. You know them all. Be with those that could not make it upon this day. Yes. Father God, that somehow, Lord, let your spirit touch them, Lord. Amen. Father God, we just pray and we commit everything which was done and said upon this day into your hands. Please guide and lead us, Lord, as we go our separate ways. Give us traveling mercies, Father God, as we give thanks again once unto thee, the precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Amen. Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen.
So it's just one more announcement is on Friday evening, whoever is willing, we want to do outreach again. What we had said, we'd arrange it for this year. We have our prayer meetings on Friday evenings for three Fridays. And then on the communion weekend, on that Friday of the communion weekend, we'd like to do outreach. So I know the saints are keen about it, Brother Francois, Brother Will, and the brother. So let's meet up Friday evening. Please, the rest of the people aren't going out on outreach. Keep it in prayer. Keep the saints in prayer. That everybody that gets out there may be clothed in the robes of redemption. So that Christ may be glorified. That the Lord may lead and guide to those predestinated seed. That the light might strike their path. So that'll be Friday evening outreach. Please keep it in prayer. Whoever's willing to partake. If you contact Brother Francis or Brother Wilmore for the final arrangements. Probably about 7 o'clock on Friday evening. I really do believe it'll be a blessing. And God bless you.
Only believe, only believe, only believe. All things are possible. Only believe, only believe, only believe. La fella tu me la tu me la fella tu me la fella oh don pe 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 oh me la holy Only believe, only believe. Hallelujah. Oh.